With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Former special counsel Jack Smith defended his investigations of President Trump at a congressional hearing on Capitol Hill. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Appearing before a House panel, Smith testified that he had acted without regard to politics as he led Trump investigations into 2020 election interference and misuse of classified documents. Both cases were dropped. Smith told lawmakers that Donald Trump willfully broke laws in a bid to keep power and that no one should be above the law in our country. But Republicans blasted Smith, accusing him of conducting politically motivated investigations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A massive winter storm is barreling toward the eastern U.S., threatening to bring severe ice and snow from Texas to Boston. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells KVUE that they are taking the approaching winter storm very seriously.
Because of the severity of the storm, right now I am making a disaster declaration covering 134 counties across the state of Texas to make sure that every possible resource can be made available to them so they can respond quicker, faster, and better.
Forecasters warn the storm could rival a hurricane in damage to power lines and trees, especially in areas with heavy ice. The storm is expected to start Friday in New Mexico and Texas, moving east through the south and then up the coast into New England. The federal government says temporary rules imposed after last year's collision of an airliner and an Army helicopter to improve the safety of the crowded airspace around Washington, D.C. are being made permanent. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 306 points. This is SRN News. Christians are under siege in Rwanda.
According to a wide-ranging study from Global Christian Relief, the government of that African nation is cracking down on believers, closing their churches and seeking to control their worship. More than half of Rwanda's 13,000 churches have been closed so far, and many others are at risk. GCR says, quote, recent requirements that pastors hold a seminary degree, which is an unaffordable luxury for many, has also led to a shortage of pastors approved by the state. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Justice Department is investigating a group of protesters in Minnesota who disrupted services at a church where a local official with Immigration and Customs Enforcement is a member. A live stream video posted on the Facebook page of Black Lives Matter Minnesota shows a group of people interrupting services at the city's church in St. Paul last Sunday, chanting ICE out. This is SRN News. Donald Trump is suing J.P. Morgan Chase and its CEO, Jamie Dimon.
He's suing for $5 billion over allegations that J.P. Morgan stopped providing banking services to him and his businesses for political reasons after he left office in 2021. The lawsuit alleges that J.P. Morgan abruptly closed multiple accounts in 2021 with just 60 days' notice and no explanation. By doing so, Trump claims J.P. Morgan cut him and his businesses off from millions of dollars and disrupted their operations.
That's correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. Animal rescue volunteers are racing to find new homes for hundreds of pet rats found running amok in a condemned house in the New York City suburbs. The president of the Strong Island Animal Rescue League says volunteers have collected more than 450 domesticated white rodents. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.